Time to talk baseball as we're joined in studio by the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bears, Nick Durbin. Nick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for venturing out on this first day of the brand new semester, which means baseball players are back on campus and in class.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone's back in class. We've got a lift today and looking forward to full team practice on Friday and hopefully another thaw, get some of that snow off the field.
Yeah, this is the time, boy. I remember from my days as a baseball coach, every storm, calculating how long it will take for that to go away.
You're not kidding. I think I'm becoming an expert meteorologist while I'm a baseball coach. You know, just watching every storm, trying to figure out the wind currents. But, you know, we have the dome, which obviously is huge, and the pavilion. So, you know, we'll make do. We'll be fine. We got a lot more than a lot of other schools in the Northeast. So we'll certainly be able to prepare for Texas Tech.
So, which is coming sooner than people would imagine. We're talking, is it just a little over 3 weeks from now?
February 16th, we break for Texas. So we got a four-game set with them. Our first four weekends actually are all against regional contenders. Texas Tech, Ohio University, Miami, and then Texas Rio Grande Valley, Incarnate Word, New Mexico State. I mean, we actually see our first six series. We see five regional contenders, and Miami and Texas Tech is ranked third in the country, so we got it's good for the boys, though. It's good for us to get out there and compete against the best in the country.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back and talk about who's coming back. You've got a good nucleus of guys from an excellent season last year, including a terrific run in the playoffs. Who are your key guys coming back this year?
Well, a lot of our key guys are going to be the guys that were here last year. We lost three seniors, and that was it. Jeff Gelinas, Tyler Schwanz, and Lou Dellaferra. We're going to have Justin Courtney right back on the bump. Hopefully we'll see Jonah Normando stay healthy and get back in there. Cody Larison, Trevor DeLate. We have a couple new faces from the area, Peter Kemble and Alex McKenney and Ethan Stoddard. You know, so we'll have a couple new guys there. Right in the middle of the field, we probably have, the best infield in the conference. I think that we have, really position by position, no one really can beat us.
And when you talk about winning baseball, but that often starts with pitching and defense, and I know you're very confident about both of those.
I'm very confident. And the middle of the field for us is very strong. You know, we're returning Chris Beck, who was an all-star last year, America East conference all-star, behind the dish. Jeremy Pena, who's probably one of the best players I've seen. He's projected to go in the top five rounds this year, actually. And Brandon Vicens in center field. So, we have two seniors, a junior, Caleb Kerbs, who's a redshirt junior, senior captain. So our middle of field is very strong. And then pitching wise, we're bringing back a ton of veteran talent where, some of our young guys a year or two ago may have been actually making a move in the rotation. But this year, I don't know if there's a whole lot of room for them.
And so on the trip, one of the chances that you get, because you play so many games, you get to see a lot of different guys in a lot of different roles. And obviously you're playing a number three team in the country. There's a bit of pressure there, but at the same time, you're away from home. These aren't games that are part of your conference schedule. It does give you a chance to put guys out there in pretty high leverage situations, sometimes early in their collegiate career.
Well, I think, for the young guys, it's kind of getting over that fear of who you're playing against. I think a lot of our older guys kind of understood that we talk about, it doesn't matter. The beauty about baseball is you can beat anybody or lose any game. And as long as we go out and we do what we're supposed to do, it doesn't matter if, the Red Sox are in the dugout. We can play baseball. Baseball is that crazy game. Got to be in series. So, there is the pressure of not noticing pressure. And that's the hardest part of it. But we get to use our guys and just compete. That's what we're there for, just go out and compete and learn from our mistakes and move on.
All right, you start practice on Friday, and obviously guys have not had any official workouts since the fall season ended. Where do you start, for instance, with pitchers? Do you begin with a pitch count on their long days? How does that work?
Well, we have they had a throwing program that we started back in middle of November. And we built them up over, to get to about 50 pitches till Wednesday will be the first real day they'll get on the mound and get after it. But 50 pitches is their first pen. These guys have already thrown off the mound three or four times.
Wow, great.
But these guys want to be here. There's a difference between just playing part time and being a full time Division I athlete. These guys understand that the work that no one sees is the most important work. And so they'll be ready to go, and we'll build them up to first series, 70 pitches. and use them how we got to use them.
We're talking with Maine baseball coach Nick Durba here on Downtown. Now, as you get ready for the season this year and you look around, how do you think the conference is going to be overall?
There's just a ton of parity. I mean, anyone can beat anybody, and that's the beauty of it. You know, last year we were ranked 13th in the country as a conference. So we were slightly above a mid-major. You know, we were knocking, you know, we actually were ahead of the Atlantic Sun, which has a lot of, you know, we had some really big quality wins. So this conference is very good. You know, hopefully a bunch of people come out to the America East Championships, which we're hosting this year.
That's right.
We're going to, you know, you're going to see a couple teams that really can play a lot of really good baseball. It'll be a lot of fun.
Now, speaking of field and snow melt and all of that sort of thing, when is the first home game tentatively scheduled?
Oh, boy. you know, I we're looking at, I think, second week of April. But
oh,
I don't even look there because I don't get my hopes up.
Absolutely. Wilson, you're in a better situation now than it was back in the day. I'll never forget some of the things John Winken did to try and get that field ready. 1 year, he set the infield on fire. Another year, he had choppers come in from the air guard.
And blow off the water.
Trying to blow the water off the field. And, well, you don't have to deal with as much of that. So that's certainly a help as well. What about, you know, we celebrated the 40th anniversary of Alphond Arena this weekend and the hockey program. But, my goodness, when you talk about tradition at the University of Maine, there's not much that exceeds the tradition of this baseball program.
You know, and we owe a lot, just the baseball team in general owes a lot to the Alphonds and the Mahaneys. But, you know, the one big thing that I've been talking to our guys about is really understanding where we've come from. You know, we have a, this is a tradition-rich program. We have to represent it accordingly. And for us, it's an honor. For me, I'm in a long line of excellent coaches. I mean, not too many people get to take over their first head coaching job. A place has been 7 College World Series and 16 regionals and 76 or 92 big leaguers, and you know it's a really fantastic place to be. And the best thing that we can do is go out, play hard, do well in school, and wear the jersey like it's the last one we'll ever wear.
The other thing that I think people really like about and respect about the program is the fact that Maine baseball continues to get the best baseball players from within the state of Maine, along with those terrific guys you bring in from out of state.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize we have 10 players on our roster from the state of Maine, out of 30 players. You know, so you know, I look back at some historical teams, you know, those big dog teams. I mean, they had, you know, 30% of their roster was Maine players, and that's really where we want to be. And you know, hopefully we can keep our 2 to 3 every year, keep them in state. I know some guys want to go to warmer weather, but you know, for us, you know, the first thing I ask every Maine player is, do you want to represent your home state? And if you can't answer that question to me, then that's okay. But, you know, we're the only Division I university. We're your home. And, you know, a lot of kids want to come up here, and a lot of kids would die to play up here.
Well, it's exciting to just be thinking about playing baseball and the Maine Black Bears getting back out there. Coach Nick Durba, always great to talk with you. We look forward to visiting with you throughout the course of the season.
Wonderful. See you guys soon.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in. Nick Durba here on Downtown. We're 16 away from the top of the hour. Nick will be with us weekly visits throughout the season here on Downtown, along with the rest of our Black Bear coaches. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 899-2552. And by University Credit Union, where Black Bears Bank, UCU has proudly served the University of Maine system students, employees, and alumni since 1967. Learn more at ucu.maine.edu.